there's a few different ways that we do location communication with all of the recipients that are receiving this message. So one way is when you're actively in an emergency, it will continuously broadcast your GPS coordinates. So basically, the technology itself piggybacks off of the smartphone it's connected to. That is then turning on the GPS chip to let people know where they are. And it will continuously track you until you turn that emergency mode off, when you take yourself out of the emergency. So you're not going to accidentally do it. It has to be intentional through our app to turn off the emergency so that people know that you are officially out of that emergency. So that's just one way. And two other ways is we do have a method called footsteps mode. This is extremely useful for scenarios where if I'm a nurse and I'm visiting a patient that has given me issues in the past or has been aggressive in the past, mm-hmm. I can turn on footsteps mode, which allows any of my recipients to receive a text message, email, or push notification, letting them know that, hey, I want to be live tracked right now. I'm not feeling very safe, and I just want you to see my location, and then in the event that you call me and I don't answer, you yourself at least have my location and can verify that I might be in an emergency, and then could potentially dispatch police yourself by calling 911. So that's just a fail-safe in case you find yourself not having the ability to press the panic button. And then the last location method that we use is called a check-in message, and that's almost one of the most used parts of our product, because a lot of nurses that, for the example of in-home, if you want to pass text message to the same groups that receive the other alerts and just letting them know that you are okay, you can send a check-in that just gives a flip of your location in time after you've sent that check-in. So it's really useful if you're just trying to communicate to your management that, hey, I've completed this visit and I'm now going to my next visit. So it's all a way that you can do that without ever having to touch your phone.